ESPN 107.3 presents the Mid-Mo Smoke Show with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner of the Ring of Fire Barbecue in Sullivan on ESPN
107.3. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 in beautiful Rolla, Missouri. I am your host, the pitmaster Lyle Quast, owner and operator of Ring of Fire Barbecue Food Truck and Catering in Sullivan. As usual, I have my co-host and producer extraordinaire, Colin Fisher, with me. You can join me every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on Midmo's ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com to listen to all our previous shows. And if you got something you'd like to add to the show, just give us a call, 573-364-1045, or text us at 573-BBQ-BBQ9. And good morning, Colin. And I guess we better talk about our sponsors, hadn't we? I kind of jumped a gun here.
Yeah, it might be nice.
Yeah, well, this first segment of the Mid-Mo Smoke Show is brought to you by Peterson Oil and Asphalt, family-owned and filling propane in Sullivan and surrounding areas since 1934. You can now pre-order all your propane, and working with Peterson Oil is a blast. So we'll try it again. Good morning, Colin, and happy Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, it's a good three-day weekend, you know. Been back to school for a whole 2 weeks. I need a break.
Absolutely. You know, you gotta catch up on your partying and all your friends and all that, you know. And, you know, if you listen real close out there this morning, you can actually hear all them ribs and brats and hamburgers just begging you to take them off the shelf and get out there and start cooking.
Yep, they're calling your name.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm planning on doing a little barbecue this weekend myself. Probably not a whole lot, but it's something to do. And we heard from Matt earlier, and he's out there doing his, you know, cooking culinary stuff, and he gets fancy. I do ribs and brisket. He does the fancy stuff, yeah. You know.
He's getting it down to a science and an art.
I'm thinking so. I mean, I'm getting a little concerned because, you know, at any time you might hear where he's going to start catering or, you know, give us all a run for our money. But, and I'm glad to see that, you know, everybody's getting a weekend off. And I read something in the newspaper the other day that said this is the last weekend for barbecuing. I have dug my grill out of the snowbank and started it and let all the snow melt around it so I could grill. You know, like you said earlier, this separates the men from the boys.
Yep.
And, you know, the women, I guess, from the boys, too. I don't know, because there's a lot of them out there. And this morning, you know, we're going to – it's kind of like a free-for-all. We're going to have some fun. We got Rich and Bunny Tuttle are going to call in the second – and third segment, and talk about what they've been up to for the past 2 weeks. And they've been busy. They've been all the way north of the border and running around here in Missouri getting all these contests going. So they're going to call in and let us know about that. We're going to have our recipe of the week later. And I think we've picked a pretty good one. People need to stay tuned for that.
Yeah, it'll be worth sticking around for.
And, you know, let's just have fun. I hope that we get a chance to have somebody call in or text us. You know, I'd like to say hi to Josh out there in Amarillo, wherever he is, you know, with Yummy Tummy Barbecue. He's been a great supporter of our show. And I found out yesterday that we have new listeners down in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So it, you know, it's just, everything's just a good day.
Certainly.
So how's school been?
You know, my schedule's kind of weird this semester in that Mondays and Fridays I've got one class and it's at 1 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Then Tuesdays and Thursdays I go basically from like 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock with a couple hours break in between here and there. But it just, I guess, didn't balance out all that well. And so a lot of times I find myself either just overwhelmed or with not enough to do.
Yeah. That's basically life, period.
Sure.
And, you know, one other thing I wanted to kind of mention. A couple of weeks, Colin and I are planning on going to Kansas City to the American Royal. And we are going to record a lot of interviews with a lot of the big-name barbecue people. And we're going to start a new segment on our show. We haven't decided really what to call it.
Something with the Royal.
Yeah. You know, it could be you know, the Royal Effect or something like that. We won't call it the Royal Pain, that's for sure.
But depending on how it goes.
We plan on playing one segment a week, and we will have the pictures of the people that we're interviewing. So, you know, if you go to our blog site or website and stuff, you can at least put a name with a face. And I know a lot of you have watched him on TV and stuff like that, so it'll, you know, kind of make you grow a little bit closer maybe to
him. Yeah, we'll find out how they really are.
Absolutely.
Because there are a lot of people, you know, you meet them and they're a... I don't want to say phony, but part of what they do, like newscasters.
Right.
That's a big, heavy persona that they're putting on, and that's part of the job.
Right.
So, naturally, they're not going to be like that on the street. You're not going to walk up to them and they're like, hello, how are you this evening? That kind of thing.
Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. But, and then there are other people that you see them, and they seem like genuinely good people, and they really are. I've met a number of people that... You just meet them, and you're kind of expecting, oh, I don't know how they're going to be, and they just could not be better people.
Well, and, you know, when you said the word phony, a lot of them are trying to say the right thing.
Sure.
And in these interviews, hopefully we can get over this cautious persona or whatever and just let them be them.
Right.
And
you know, my dad, the lawyer, he always gives me the warning. He says, assume that... The camera's rolling and the microphone is on at all times.
Yeah.
It seems so often nowadays, people will say something that they assume is going to stay private, or that they assume they're saying it in confidence, and suddenly they're on the news because a voicemail got recorded or something
yes.
like that. My brother, who's an athlete down at Mo State now, he had to go to a meeting where they got sort of debriefed on how they're allowed to post on social media, that kind of stuff as an athlete. You know, if a reporter follows them, they can't follow them back, that kind of stuff. Because all sorts of people within college, professional sports, they'll say something that seems totally harmless. Somebody takes it the wrong way, and then just
yeah.
to kind of cover their rear ends, the organization administration will just cut them loose and say, hey, better luck next time.
Yes. And you know, I've met quite a few of these that we're going to get to interview, and they are just down-to-earth people. You know, yeah, they've had success. Some of them a major, a lot of success. But there is about three or four of them that I am really looking forward to getting to our microphones.
Yeah, that's what I like about especially the people that I've heard in barbecue, because a lot of times I'm in the studio, is a lot of them seem really down to earth. They're very humble. And I don't know if it has to do with barbecue or the type of people that get into it, but... You know, you were talking earlier about some of the chefs on Chopped.
Right.
Some of them can get a little big for their britches.
A little arrogant,
they're
yes.
really full of themselves. And I don't know if it's the nature of barbecue or the people who tend to get into it, but most people try not to take themselves that seriously.
Well, and you know, the way, if they get their start the way the rest of us did, it all started where you're in your backyard, you're sitting around a bunch of friends, having a cold one in your hand, and just kick back. And I think that carries over. And, you know, you've met Rich and Bunny. They are the most down-to-earth people you're ever going to meet. They can get serious, but they want to have fun with barbecue.
Right.
And that's what makes it great. And that's why we can say that we're proud that we're all family in that way.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. I mean, there's a few out there that, you know.
Sure. In whatever profession, sport, activity, anything like that, you're going to have people that are too full of themselves, take themselves too seriously.
Right.
And I always try not to. I tell people if it's, you know, if I'm doing a show on KM&R, I always, because I have to, you know, give the disclaimer, like, oh, the views expressed here, that kind of thing. But I always say, yeah, don't take anything I'm saying too seriously. And I try to be very clear about what my expertise is, what I know. I'll tell them about my major classes I've taken,
right.
those sorts of things, where my expertise is coming from, so they know if I know what I'm talking about or not.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and me, I mean, I'll be truthful. Saturday mornings when I'm in a competition, oh, I'm very serious. And, you know, I'm focused. I don't want to be bothered. But the day before, I'm out to have fun. There's people you haven't seen in a while. You go visit. And I try not to take myself too serious, but I am my own worst critic, too.
Certainly.
You know, and... It just makes out a whole lot of fun. But like I said, we got some stuff coming up in our future shows I think people are really going to be interested in. Not to let the cat out of the bag, but because it's all up next year. But they need to start listening because we got a big announcement coming up in February that where we're going to be, that it might really interest them. Could maybe get a lot of people to go down and be where we are.
Yeah, this could certainly... turn out to be very intriguing.
Yes, it could. And I think it would be a lot of fun. It's just going to be one of them. We're going to basically be flying by the seat of our pants because we've never dealt with anything like this before.
Sure. I'm sure no one was expecting a barbecue talk show to be quite this suspenseful.
I think it's kind of neat.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, and, you know, when this show, it's coming up on, let me see, we've been doing it for a little over a year now. We started April 1st was our first episode of 2016. And 2017, maybe. Anyway, when it was first pitched, you know, it was right after Matt had taken over as the station manager.
Right.
And he had this idea, and I don't know if it came from Frank or whatever, but basically the idea to do this show, and I was like, is there even that much to really talk about? I was just sitting here like, and of course I've learned over the past year and a half, holy cow, yeah, there is.
There's
so much between, you know, technique, and there's all sorts of things that go into it, the history of it, the different regions and competitions, all those sorts of things. But then the reach that it has and how far it goes just around the globe and the different markets that it sort of penetrates into. Because every one of these competitions, it's a barbecue competition, but there's something else going on. There's
some sort
of niche little attraction, something like, I saw one that's called Boats and Bones. And that just sounds like fun. Like, imagine going down, I assume it's on a lake or something like that, and you got, you know, a big pontoon boat, houseboat party just out there partying, and then you got some pro top caliber barbecue competition going on the shore.
You know, that's what the KCBS ought to look into. You know, these guys can go down and rent houseboats and stuff. Why don't they have an on-the-water competition where once they get to the water, they can't go get no supplies?
I wonder, can you rent a barge?
That I don't know. I mean, you need a tugboat to get it there.
I'm going down, I'll be going with the girlfriend to down to Illinois. The Kaskaskia River is my family's sort of boating ground, and there's a place called Water Street. It's a bar and grill, and it is an old barge.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of a biker type of bar. They've got, you know, live music every once in a while, but it's just a barge. It's sitting there floating in the water, and you can pull up. There's a parking lot you can pull up to, and that's where we meet, because I'll get out of the car, walk down to the slips, and hop on the boat.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and coming up in segment two, Rich and Bunny Tuttle are going to call in, and we're going to find out about what has happened with them. So make sure you stay tuned to ESPN 107.3. You listen to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show. Expert advice on becoming the best barbecue cook or fabricator you know on ESPN 107.3.
I am starving. I haven't had lunch since yesterday.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. This segment is brought to you by Huddle House in Cuba, home of the Huddle Up Rewards Program. So huddle up and hurry into your Cuba Huddle House today, any meal, anytime. And folks, we are joined right now by two people that have become real good friends of the show. And we'd like to thank our personal friends, too. It's Rich and Bunny Tuttle. Good morning, folks.
Morning. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful. How about you?
Yep, we're doing great. We always do good.
Well, there you go. Are you guys all rested up from all your trips?
Yeah, pretty much. We did a demo yesterday for our sauce.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, even on our days off, that's all we ever do is barbecue.
Well, this is Labor Day weekend, you know.
That's right.
You know,
had to get their sauce on their menu.
Well, sure. Well, you know, Colin and I were talking about it, you know, on the break, that it's kind of strange, you know, I got the catering company and everything, and now you guys got your sauce, and that everybody looks forward to these long weekends so they can get out and barbecue. And, you know, I like to barbecue, but I kind of like to take a little bit of rest, too.
Yeah, we've got a good rest. Sometimes when we go to barbecues, we feel like that's a rest because we kind of get away from
the hustle and bustle. I think we might have lost them.
We may have.
Well, maybe they'll call back in.
Well, it's still connected. I think someone might just be... There we go.
You're coming back. Are you there?
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we lost you for a little bit.
Houston, do you read me?
Yes, we have a technical problem, Houston. So let's hear about, I know you guys went to Canada. You're, you know, now you're becoming international stars, you know, and stuff like that. So tell us what happened up there.
About, eh?
Yeah, eh?
Well, I tell you, when I first heard that, I just started jumping for joy. And the guy turned around and said, "What's so funny?" I said, "Y'all talk so funny." And he said, "Y'all."
Yeah, they got a slight accent.
Yeah, we were real excited up there. They had 26 teams for their very first contest. They had all CBJs. They had a hard time finding the CBJs, so they're kind of thinking about having a class for certified barbecue judges for your listeners who don't know what that is. And a guy named Team Smell-A-Q won, and they are coming to the American Royal. So you need to check out them when you go down to the American Royal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Smell-A-Q.
Never heard of them.
I didn't either until I went to Canada.
Well, so what did you think of being up there?
I loved it. First day that we were up there, it was really, really smoky because of the fires in British Columbia. But the wind was blowing pretty good, and the next day was just beautiful. No smoke, no nothing.
Well, good. Well, there was a smoke, but it was the right kind.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably smelled a bit better.
26 teams can put out some smoke, especially Smell-A-Q.
Yeah, we could smell a cue.
Well, are there tastes and stuff like basically like ours down here?
I hate to say so much on the radio. Everything was pretty good until we hit the brisket, and then I was like, they need some classes up here. But, you know, we're from Kansas City, so I mean, we're the brisket capital of the world.
Absolutely.
So, you know. Maybe while I'm up there, I could give them a lesson or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I doubt very seriously that anybody from Kansas City could cook moose. So, it all comes around.
Hey, I could. I'm from the Kansas City, but I could cook moose.
Yeah. And I never could understand why, you know, I saw this back bacon.
Oh, back bacon.
And I was like, what the heck is back bacon? Well, I found out it's Canadian bacon. And they looked at us so funny when I was explaining it to them, and he said, you know, you guys don't have U.S. bacon. Why do you call it Canadian bacon?
Well, you know, it's got to be called something.
That's right. That's true.
But same reason we don't call them land sea lions.
Yeah.
But we also wanted to speak in Nevada, that little backyard contest we went to in Missouri.
Right.
That was awesome. Sherry Grayman. Yeah, she was the organizer of it. She was absolutely wonderful. There were only two categories, and they had eight teams, but she could only find six judges, and none of them were CBJs. I mean, a couple, but
yeah.
They were outdated, and they didn't keep up their membership, and so it was quite different for us. But she only had chicken and ribs. So anybody who ever just wants to get their feet wet, she's kind of playing around with the idea of actually going to KCBS Sanction next year with all four categories. But we had one table with eight teams because she could only round up six judges.
Oh, wow.
Eight very well.
They were happy.
I bet they were.
Yeah.
Well,
they were pretty cool.
If she goes
to, if they wanted to go to Famous Dave's afterwards, and they all kind of looked at me funny.
Well, if they go to full scale KCBS, that'll kind of knock one of the competitions out for the backyarders, won't it?
No, backyarders want them to go KCBS. They're ready. They're ready.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had a people's choice of pulled pork, and I think the pulled pork was pretty dang good because they had a crowd.
Really.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's how this organization can stay strong is by getting the backyarders who want to convert over to full-fledged cookers and stuff like that. And yeah, that's awesome to see. She's done a great job then promoting that.
Yeah, she did. She did. And Rich really wants to push a contest that we're getting ready to do in September the 28th, 29th. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, it's in Jonesboro, Arkansas, just right down the street from you guys.
Right.
And it's like their fourth or fifth year, and they do a really good job, and it involves the entire community. They shut down Main Street, and there's two concerts every year. They've had name pretty good name bands.
Scotty McCreery last year.
Oh man, I bet all them young girls were happy.
Oh my gosh, it was packed.
Who was it? Is it Luke Bryan, I think, was in St. Louis last weekend? We were going down, and there was a small, it was called, like, St. Louis, like, Blues and Soup or something. It's this little, like, probably 120, 130-year-old building, and their soup looked pretty good. Had, you know, a couple of decent beers, that kind of stuff, and it was just a sort of folk country style concert, but you know, my mom from Texas, she was wearing her, you know, cowboy boots and that kind of stuff, walking, and pretty much pretty much everyone assumed she was on her way to the Luke Bryan concert.
Well, Paul Carter is the contact organizer who you would contact, and we'll give you that information here in a minute. But he said he couldn't remember who the concert guy was this year, and I'm sure it's somebody famous, so I'm sure they'll have it up on their site pretty soon.
Well, when is that again?
That is September 28th, 29th.
Oh, okay.
Yes. $10,000 in prize money.
Wow.
On top of that, they have an SBA sanctioned state contest that'll be going on.
Ooh.
So if somebody just wants to get in a state contest, they usually pay out pretty well.
Well, that's not too bad, though, for that one to win the payout on it. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, all I have to do is go to kcbs.us and go to events, just click on events, and go down to September, and it's the 28th, 29th, and they'll see the Jonesboro Downtown Barbecue Festival, and it'll have Paul Carter's information there.
Okay.
And his email. And you can find your registration right there on that website.
Well, man, you guys just made a completely full service right to the curb for everybody.
That's right. I mean, there's no excuse now. Get your stuff ready. Let's go.
I'm telling you. Well, are you and Rich going to be cooking any competitions here coming up?
I'm sorry. Say again.
Are you and Rich going to be doing any cooking in any of the competitions coming up?
That's a story for the next half hour.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I'm still...
Tell your wife I won't forget to tell that story.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess.
Last time we forgot to finish something. I don't remember what it was.
But it was a story about how do I put this where I can be subtle and stuff? Had to do with a baby.
Oh, yeah. Was it the baby poop?
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
No, it's about the one you forgot to tell is about the lobster that was a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit happy.
Yeah. It was so raw that it walked out of the box.
So.
Yeah, it was just raw.
All right. Well, guys, if you'll stay tuned, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with you, talk about what's going on in the barbecue society, and we'll just keep everybody informed and keep everybody wanting more. So you're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back. Yeah, my wife has been
remember going to the fair.
That story. Did I say that over
there? Huh?
My wife has been waiting to hear the story about that lobster.
Yeah, all it was, I think I got up to the point where it was just like, you know, we were embarrassed because the judge came back and said, no, it was the rep, said, your lobster was so raw, it walked out of the box.
Well,
that's how raw it was.
When you guys were here in the studio and Rich told that story about the baby diaper, too, my wife died laughing. She said she tried to hear all of it, but she was laughing so hard that she had a hard time listening. So...
That was funny. We were laughing pretty hard that day, and we always retell the story with Phil and Rosemary Morrow.
And well, that was hilarious that day. So
It was a fun one. Yeah, we're kind of up in the air about going to Butler next weekend because the story you'll hear here pretty quick.
Okay. Well, that'd be a good way to start the next segment then.
Okay.
You know, and we still want to talk about Stephanie. You know, I want to hear about that.
You'll have to change the subject when the time's starting to run out, because I do want to kind of plug her just a little bit.
Oh, I will.
That was exciting.
Well, you know what? When you get done telling your story, if you want to go ahead and start and go right into it, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, that's no problem. We're just laid back today. We're just, you know, we haven't got no real format. We're just winging
it
today.
I'm still in my jammies.
You what?
I'm still in my jammies drinking my coffee.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, well, how better can that get? You know,
it can't get any better unless, well, maybe I could be drinking a beer.
Well, you could have a little Irish coffee, you know.
Hey, we got any Jameson, honey?
Man,
a little too early for me in the morning.
that perked Colin's ears up, you know, when you said Jameson.
Yeah.
So
we'll have to do that sometime. We'll all get together and we'll have a shot of Jameson together.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, we are really looking forward to come to the Royal.
I'm excited for you guys, too. And, if you guys have time, maybe we can swing by on Friday night or Friday and maybe run down to a barbecue place, you know, and a good one. And
sure.
I'll make some reservations. If you guys want to try Q39, he's pretty good.
Hey, I'm always up to trying some good barbecue.
Yeah, I'd like to take you a place you've never been.
Well, yeah. Well, so
that'd be fun.
We got 30 seconds.
Okay, so We're about to go back on. I wanted to ask you about the brisket up there in Canada, but we ain't got enough time probably to get into the story. So
yeah, and I hate to slam the guys too bad.
Well, no, we won't do that on the air. There's no way. We want everybody to keep going, you know.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? We picked up a bunch of listeners down in Oklahoma City now.
Yay!
Good.
So,
D.I.C.
Now, the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I am Lyle Quast, and I am your host, Colin Fisher, my co-host. And this segment, we're going to talk about things going on in the Barbecue Society. We're going to finish our visit with Rich and Bunny. And so you're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. And this segment is sponsored by Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only one click away at CowtownUSAInc.com. And we're back with Rich and Bunny, and they got a, you know, we're talking about what's going on with KCBS now and some of the competitions they've been at. You know, they're becoming our international friends with this show, going north of the border and all that. And I know you were telling me that there's a big competition coming here in February down in Arkansas.
I think we lost him for a minute, but we got him back now.
You back, Bunny?
Yeah, sorry. We were in drinking Jameson.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, you got to keep that voice pure and stuff, so.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
But did you hear? I was mentioning that there's that big competition in February coming down there in Arkansas, the world.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting.
Are you guys going to get to go down to that?
I don't know yet. I have to win a grand champion or reserve grand champion, and I haven't done that for a while. So, but we may end up just going anyway, because I think that would be awesome to do.
Oh, I think so, too. It'd be neat to see all the different styles coming from around the world to see how stuff goes.
Yeah, Canadians were very interested in all that, and all of a sudden, Smell-A-Q, he's like, I'm on that.
Oh, they're going to come?
$35,000.
It's what?
$35,000.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Wow. Well, yeah. You know what? You got time to win one still.
Well, hopefully in Butler next weekend, but that's the story we're going to tell you. My husband and I had a utility trailer that we always carry all of our cans on, our drums.
Right.
We have Gateway drums. And we built, the city called and said, you can't have it in the grass anymore. We've had it in the grass for 3 years. Nobody messed with it, nothing. We go and spend $3,500 to build an extra drive onto our other driveways. And the day that they were finishing it, We went down to Nevada, Missouri to finish that contest, and when we came home, our trailer was gone.
Oh, no.
So I have a $3,500 driveway with no utility trailer. That's why I built it.
Oh, and gosh.
That's what we haul our cans on and everything.
Yeah, therefore, we can either take the Oklahoma Joe down and relearn how to do a competition on that, because we've been cooking on the cans for 3.5-4 years. So,
or we can go out and buy another utility trailer.
Yeah.
Cancel. But I kind of like to go.
Well, you know, there goes sleep if you take the old Joe down there with you.
Yeah, have to sleep in the back of that HHR. We call it our mini RV. Yeah, HHRV.
Oh,
last
man.
Last time we slept in that thing at our age, come on.
Hey,
it was a joke.
You just have to snuggle a little closer, make a little more room.
That's still not comfortable. But anyway, we use that utility trailer to put our airbed on.
Oh, okay.
So if the guy is listening who stole my trailer, thanks a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's sad, you know, that happens in this world, but... Unfortunately, yeah, it's a reality, you know.
A lot of good came out of it. It was just a thing that we lost. You know, we know people who've lost their kids. And,
right.
Yeah, that's just material, you know.
Yeah, it can all, and, it, you know, since, you know, Gateway might be listening to us, who knows, maybe he'll be, you know, generous enough to donate you a couple of drums so you can go do the competition.
We didn't lose our drums. We just lost our ability to haul.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, but I want everybody out there to know we have security cameras everywhere, all over our house now.
There you go.
Yeah, no more of that stuff.
And after Rich and Bunny have a party, they will be broadcast on Facebook.
Or submitted into court evidence.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Well, there's a hot commodity. One lady lost her motorcycle, and I text her and said, well, they had to haul it somehow, so they used my utility trailer.
There you go. It was a joint effort.
I remember we were going to pick up a Wave Runner once, and the guy had chained it to a tree, and we went out to where he said it would be, and there was a cut chain just hanging around the tree.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's just it. You can protect all you want to. It's just those cameras are going to get them next time.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that's done and gone. We're hoping that we can make it down there. I really do want to cook it because, you know, it just keeps us fresh into the, you know, we don't get to cook that many anymore because we did sell our motorhome, and it's very uncomfortable in the rain.
Right.
Sleeping.
Well, hey, I got to watch this show the other night and found out that you're not the only celebrity in your family.
Oh, no. I am not by far. I'm kind of like in the background of this girl.
Well, why don't you tell everybody what it was all about? It was a chop show, but it was about barbecue.
And it was grilled chop masters, and they started out with the regions of North Carolina, Memphis, Texas, and Kansas City. And my niece, Stephanie Wilson, she is from Kansas City, and she represented Kansas City. So the first go-around, she won Kansas City. So she definitely is representing Kansas City on the Grilled Chop Master Show.
Right.
And she went to the finale with the top winners of Memphis, North Carolina, and Texas. And she, the appetizers, she did really well. She won that one. I mean, she did not get chopped. And then the next round, which was the entree, and I believe they had this thing looked awesome. Prime rib.
Yeah, standing prime rib.
Yeah, and she did really well with that. She made some beautiful potatoes with some turnips in it and everything. And with Gouda cheese. And boy, oh boy, that looked so good. I wanted to taste so bad. And she did not get chopped on that one. And then it became the dessert between Memphis and Kansas City. So that's how high Kansas City got. And she got chopped on her dessert, which I feel like, you know, in a way, I love the guy who won it. He was an executive chef, as were Texas and North Carolina.
Right.
Stephanie is not an executive chef, but she has had over 300 contests of experience of doing stuff like this, you know. So we were extremely proud of her. She still represents Kansas City. I couldn't be more proud of my niece, Stephanie, theslabs.com. She is the owner of all the rubs, and they've got sauces and all kinds of good stuff. And her partner, Kyle Laval, is really, really good at it, too. I mean, he wasn't in the limelight like she was, but I'm sure she learned a lot from him also.
Well, I had the pleasure of actually watching that on TV, and, you know, I'm not supposed to be partial or not, and I don't think I am. When I seen her dessert compared to the other dessert, I would rather have had hers because, to me, it more symbolized barbecue as far as I'm concerned.
I felt that way, too, but that was Kansas City style.
Right.
And I was so proud of her for doing what she did. We felt like she's a winner in our book.
Absolutely. Definitely. And, you know, the good part is that, you know, talking to you and stuff and everything, she has actually agreed to do a segment for our show. So I am really looking forward to getting to interview her down there at the Royal. And people are going to get to know who she really is.
Yeah, and you will definitely get to meet the barbecue pimp. That's Kyle Laval.
Oh, is he? He's not going to wear his Dalmatian hat, is he?
Oh, I bet you. Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, Kansas City is Kansas City, and this is where we, you know, we get it all here. All this craziness and everything. You know, that's what's so great about Kansas City is. We are definitely the capital. The Memphis guy cannot take that away from us.
Well, and there's the other guy there in Kansas City. I can't remember his name. He always wears a cape and stuff like that.
You're talking about Stretch.
That's it. That's the guy. Now, there is a character, let me tell you. I mean, yeah. if you just turned on the TV and he was on there, you'd swear they did a realistic, you know, deal with a cartoon character.
Oh, I know.
But he is the neatest guy to listen to. And, you know, Colin and I talked about that, too. Earlier, you know, we were talking. With barbecue people, basically what you see is what you get. And like Stretch, he is laid back. He don't care what people think. That is his trademark, and that is him. And you know what? It's just the way we are.
Yeah, his team name is Grinders.
And right.
He's the one who has all the grinders in Kansas City area. I think he's got one in St. Louis, doesn't he? Nope. I take that back. But he's crazy. He's crazy as he looks, and I love his hair.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody gets a chance to see him, that's fun.
Well, that's like Rob Gray, you know, where we're talking to. He's laid back.
His hair sticks straight up, too.
Yeah, his hair, yeah. I mean, he uses that special cream because it never falls out of place. But, I mean, like I said, you know, I was really proud of what your niece did on that show. You know, she held her head high, and she competed with all her heart. And I know you're proud of her, but, you know, like I said before, I'd like to take this time and tell her that the Midmo Smoke Show is very proud of her, too, and congratulations.
Oh, yeah. We just, you know, we went to the watch party, and I couldn't hear some of the stuff, and so I came back home yesterday and watched it again with my brother and his wife because they didn't get to see it. And there are so many things I missed because everybody's screaming yay or nay or whatever. So, and it was hard to hear, but she really held herself well.
Well, and you know what surprised me is Myron was on that show. And he really let her know that she did a good job, you know.
Yeah, she did. And I'll tell you what, Myron will tell you if you don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, guys, hey, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Have a great weekend. I know you got plans and stuff. Be careful, and we will talk to you next week probably.
Okay, you take care, Lylan.
All right. I'm trying to wake Colin up over here, but he's here.
Hey, Colin. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you guys too.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we've got to take another break, but make sure you don't go anywhere because when we come back, we have our recipe of the week. And you're listening to the Midmo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 and online at ESPN1073.com. I'm Lyle Quast, and we will be right back.
The Midmo Smoke Show is on ESPN 107.3.
I will take a free breakfast buffet anytime, anyplace.
Hey, welcome back to the Midmo Smoke Show. I'm your host, Lyle Quast, and this segment of our show is brought to you by Wind Supply of Rolla,
offering the best prices and selection on Traeger pellet grill cookers. Milwaukee Tools. That's Wind Supply of Rolla, located on 20 Drive in Rolla. And now it's time for this week's recipe of the week, brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years and available at Cox Brothers in St. James. And, you know, being the weekend and everything, everybody knows what they want to cook meat-wise, but a lot of people have a problem with sides. So Colin has come up with a great idea. And once we're done, if you want, you can get this recipe by going to our website at ESPN107.3.com and download it to your computer. So take it away, Colin.
So this week's recipe is coming to us courtesy of allrecipes.com. I believe I've used those in the past. It's kind of set up sort of Pinterest style, and I just sort of Google searched Labor Day recipes, and several dozen came up, and it was mostly people who had kind of experimented, figured out something on their own. So, and the nice thing here is you can go down and see reviews of people that have made it, and they can give feedback on it and see what they've sort of done. So it's kind of tried and true,
right?
And you can rely on it. And this is one that I had never really seen, and I've seen some interesting variations of corn on the cob, but this was a new one. Parmesan roasted corn on the cob.
That just absolutely sounds delicious. It really does.
It doesn't look half bad either. So it's pretty simple. Roasted corn on the cob with Parmesan cheese and mayonnaise. The ingredient list is fairly short. It's a half cup of mayonnaise, 5 ears of corn husk and silk removed, 1 cup of shredded Parmesan cheese, 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1 teaspoon of ground black pepper. You're going to preheat an outdoor grill for medium-high heat and lightly oil the grate. Then, this is pretty much the bulk of the preparation. Brush a thin layer of mayonnaise on each layer of corn. Sprinkle the corn with the Parmesan cheese, chili powder, salt, and pepper. Wrap each ear with aluminum foil and place on the grill. Then grill, turning occasionally until the kernels begin to brown, which is about 10 minutes. So, all told, with prep and cook, it's saying this should take about 20 minutes, 373 calories per serving, 25.2 grams of fat, and 29.8 grams of carbohydrates with 12.7 grams of protein and 26 milligrams of cholesterol, and finally 934 milligrams of sodium.
Yes, sodium's a little high, but
where the heck is all that coming from? I guess you could go easy on the salt a little bit there. And
it's got to be the Parmesan, too. That's got a lot of salt.
Okay, yeah, that'll do it.
But that sounds, that really sounds good. I'm looking forward to trying that recipe.
Yeah, so this recipe was posted once again on allrecipes.com by the user PinkMalibu442. Probably the oddest citation I've given on the radio, but you can go to ESPN1073.com/MidMoSmokeShow, check out the blog posts, and you will find a link to this page where you can check out the recipe for yourself. You can print it, rate it, pin it, share it on Facebook, all sorts of things. And honestly, just from my brief exposure to it, All Recipes seems like, if you are looking for new ideas and experimentation and that sort of stuff, it doesn't seem like a bad place to go.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people, you know, and I'm one of them, you get the idea of you know, roasted corn and all that. You got visions of butter dripping off your chin and everything. This is one I think because of, and I know I'm not supposed to have it, but because of the salt aspect of it, I think that would just be fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I know it's a lot of salt, but when you got the taste of Parmesan, you got the
I'd be interested to see if somebody tried making this without the salt, if you could get a bit, how much that would bring down that sodium.
You know, I think it would bring down a lot. And, you know, to me, Parmesan's got the salt to it, so you don't really need it. And once you start baking it, it's right there.
Sure.
But that just sounds so good. Maybe by the end there, you can maybe crack it open a little bit, get a little bit of smoke flavor on there, too, or something.
Maybe, yeah. It says just throw on a outdoor grill, but
right.
I can't imagine. I really can't imagine much food that smoke would make worse.
No, I, you know, truthfully, I've had ice cream with smoke on it, and it's good. So, you know, there's a recipe that people, they got 3 days, they can try it. You know, are they going to? We don't know, but I hope so. And if they do, I'd like them to send us some pictures
And we can post them on the website.
Yeah, you can text those pictures in to 573-227-2279 or 573-BBQ-BBQ-9 for those of you who need a alphanumeric mnemonic device. And I tell you, I still can't believe I found that number. The fact that it had the 573 area code and barbecue in it twice.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Just.
Yeah, well, the odds of that are pretty slim.
Yeah.
I have a hard time when it comes to the recipe of the week because I don't know which one to choose. And I think you made a great choice today. You really did. So are you going to do any grilling this weekend?
Well, my dad is cooking some pork as we speak. He got up at 3 in the morning to throw it on. Yeah, he's going very low and slow this time around. So it'll probably be ready by, I think, Sunday. So tomorrow we'll crack into it. And I want to say, I forget how much he got, but I want to say it's in the neighborhood of 9 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so quite a bit. And he actually wanted me to ask you, he's looking to try to do some more ribs, so he was looking into getting some rib racks, and he was wondering where you would recommend looking for that, if there's a specific website or store or anything like that.
You got a Walmart close by?
Yeah.
They got them right there.
Sweet.
And you won't pay nearly, I mean, I'm not plugging Walmart, don't get me wrong, but you won't pay as much for them there. They've got them.
Sure.
And I've never cooked ribs on it with a rib rack. I've always, you know, laid mine down, so I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah, we got it's the Pit Boss 440D or something, deluxe. And so it's, you know, not the biggest Pit Boss that they make.
Right.
But at the time that we bought it, the price point was pretty excellent for an entry-level grill. And so it is one of those that every once in a while, cook space does become an issue.
Right. Well, that's like this weekend. And, you know, maybe you can send us a picture or whatever, bring a picture in, how it turns out. Because, like I said, if it works, I may try just for, you know, us. Not with my catering, but stuff like that. But,
yeah, you know what?
And so, if your dad's listening, there is his homework for this weekend. And plus, you got to get down there in time to cut that money muscle off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Catch him when he's not looking and stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, we had the pleasure of meeting your dad. He's quite the character. So is your uncle.
Yeah.
And so, we're planning on doing a little cooking this weekend.
What's on the menu for you guys?
For us, I'm thinking we're either going to do ribs or chicken or maybe a little bit of both. You know, I hate to say this because I'm supposed to be, you know, cooking for so many years. My daughter, who's been cooking just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
came home and literally taught me how to cook brats on a grill.
Ooh.
And I know that sounds bad, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to take it because she showed me how to do them, and they are just absolutely fantastic. You know, when I did them before, I always broke the skin and, you know, all mm-hmm. the juice. Not this time. The way she showed me to do it, skin didn't break. All the juice was in there. They were great.
Oh, yeah, I talked about it a couple weeks ago, but my dad, he made a round of brats where he soaked them in amber bock for a little while and then smoked them. Oh, I put a beating on those.
Well, you know, I never was a fan of brats. I'd eat them if they were there, but if I could, I'd go around them. Now the way she showed me, I really like them.
Yeah, they're...
Get a little chopped onions there and you know, stuff like that, and that brown spicy mustard.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go wrong.
And there's a lot of history in them, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they came from another country, actually.
Certainly. Well, and there's so many different styles. And, you know, I took German in high school, so you learn about some of the food there. And just, I'm sure if you go over there, you know, the kind of places that we have down here, like a Super Smokers or something.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine they have places down there that just make brats that...
Yeah.
Like you've never seen.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's the one thing, too. I like that show Man Fire Food because he'll go in and take you around and show you where how people are making brats, sausages and stuff like that. And, you know, anybody who is into watching that, they need to watch that show because there is some wild-looking cookers on there.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, got the Labor Day, you know, and go ahead and text us in. That's, once again, 573-227-2279. Just tell us your Labor Day plans, what you're doing, what you do with your time off. You know, send us in some pictures of some shenanigans you get into. Unless you need an alibi, we'll corroborate.
And, you know, I'd like to thank, you know, this is Labor Day weekend. I'd like to thank all our sponsors because they are laboring out there so they can sponsor our show. So, well, it's time to wrap things up. The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is heard live every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. This show is produced in the Mid-Missouri Media Studios in Rolla, Missouri, and engineered by Colin Fisher. Don't forget, you can always listen to a podcast of this show. And just go to our website at ESPN1073.com. Click Programming and the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and thanks for joining us. Till next week, we'll smoke you later.
You've been listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast. Saturdays from 9 till 10 a.m. on ESPN 107.3.